transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to Be Transfigured. We pray that what you hear will inspire you to live a life in Christ and discover the Orthodox Christian Church. Visit our church's website at goflorence.org for more information about the Orthodox Church. Or join us in worship every Wednesday at 6 p.m. in Florence, South Carolina, where visitors are always welcome.
You see this? You all know what it is, right? It's the Bible. Old and New Testament. Thousands of words are in this book. I have a book on my desk. It's called a concordance. Do you know what a concordance is? A concordance is a book of words, and it's a reference book, and it shows you where in the Bible every word exists. It even shows you every verse and every chapter that the word A is written. It's really an amazing resource. Any word you want to look up in the Bible, you open it up and it shows you where in the Bible that word takes place. The Bible is filled with words. Little ones, big ones, medium-sized ones, nouns, adjectives. But the best words in the Bible are verbs. You cannot have a proper sentence in the English language or in many languages. You cannot have a proper sentence without a verb, right? Otherwise, you would see Jane, dog. Doesn't make a sentence. Jane sees dog. Now we have a sentence. Of course, it's not quite that simple in Greek because you can't actually eliminate some of the verbs in the Greek language. But since we're speaking English today, we have to understand that no sentence is complete without a verb. And even in those Greek sentences, the verb is understood. Right? We understand that those verbs are still part of those sentences even in the Greek language. You cannot have complete thought without action. And my brothers and sisters, in this morning's scripture lessons, we hear about action. And we are called, my brothers and sisters, to be people of action. Just in the opening verses of the gospel today, they brought to him, it says here, a paralytic. Now, that right there, they brought to him a paralytic. Bring, brought, it implies a couple of different things. Besides just action, it involves people. Verbs require subjects. Something has to be doing the action. And in the gospel, of course, we see that they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." And the Lord forgives the sins of this paralytic because he had friends who were people of action. And now I want to bring our attention to the words of St. Paul in his epistle to the Romans, which we just heard. St. Paul says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us," we each have gifts, my brothers and sisters, that God has given to us by his grace. And St. Paul says, "Let us use them." St. Paul is calling us to be people of action. St. Paul says, "If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, and the Greek word there is diakonin, the verb to serve. He says, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation. And this is one of my favorites. He who gives with liberality. Interesting. We often think of the gifts that God has given us. Some of us are talented musicians. Some of us are talented writers. Some of us are talented administrators. We all have these different gifts that God has given us. Some are good carpenters. But we never think of the gift of giving. And yet, St. Paul identifies that as one of the gifts that God has given us. And he says, he who gives with liberality. And he goes on to say, he who leads with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. You see, so my brothers and sisters, today we are people of action. When God decided to save humanity, he didn't just stay in heaven and look and wonder. He came. He became a human being like one of us. And he lived like one of us. He is a God of action. He's not just a distant deity up in heaven looking down upon his people and occasionally punishing them for misbehavior. Our God is a God of action, and he came and lived among us so that we could see his love, so that we could experience a life reunited to him as our ancestors Adam and Eve used to have. People of action. Are we people of action? Are we really? Or do we sit in the pew and listen to the hymns and watch the altar boys come in and go out and come in again? We watch the priest go around the church with the gospel book and with the chalice. But are we people of action? Do we take what we hear and actually do something about it? Or has our church become a theater where we just sit and enjoy a show? Thankful for the dedication of the chanters, and soon the choir will be returning. These are not people of action. We are called to be people of action. We are called to take the gifts that God has given us, and as St. Paul says, to use them. So how have you used the gifts that God has given you this week for his church, for the ministry? Listen again what St. Paul says. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. Everything has a purpose. We have been given these gifts by God to continue the active ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, being a God of action, came down, lived among us, and set up a way of life. Take care of the poor, feed the hungry, visit those in prison, visit those who cannot get out because they might be in a hospital or a hospice or sick at home. These are action verbs. But the biggest action verb comes when St. Paul says these words, let love be without hypocrisy. Love is the greatest action verb. Because we cannot love from a distance. I know that many of you who spent time in the early years, maybe one was in Greece and one was in America, maybe a relative or a father or a mother, and you were at great distance. And your love burned because you wanted to be together. You wanted to be united to each other. But the great distance of the ocean made that impossible. And I know from the stories that I've heard, you did everything you could to bring everyone together and to reunite the family. People of action, you cannot love just sitting there. So how are we, my brothers and sisters, right here in our town, how are we allowing our love of God to become a word of action? Are we reaching out? Are we calling? Let's begin with our family. Are there members of our family, kubadi, cousins, aunts, uncles, whoever it might be, that we had an argument with maybe? Maybe we haven't seen eye to eye on a business dealing or something. Have we put our love into action and called the person, or better, gone over to the person on our knees if we have to, begging forgiveness by being people of action? Look around, and we know that there are people who should be in this church this morning. And it's one thing to sit and say, oh, you know, that person should be here. I wonder where they've been. That's not love, that's judgment. Love is going to that person and saying, are you okay? Do you need anything? I've missed seeing you in church. That's love. And then, one of my favorites, someone finally does come to church. And I hear this all the time. Where have you been? Where have you been? We've been working, we've been this, we've been that. Where have you been? Is that love? Or is that judgment? St. Paul says, let love be without hypocrisy. He says, abhor what is evil. Despise what is evil. Evil does not exist, you know. Evil is an understanding of anything that goes against the will of God. And so St. Paul is reminding us that the genuine love of God means that we will despise anything that goes against the will of God. And what are things that go against the will of God? Greed goes against the will of God. Manipulation goes against the will of God. Oppression goes against the will of God. Discrimination goes against the will of God. Hatred goes against the will of God. Violence goes against the will of God. Do we despise these things? Or do we sit in our pews and watch? Oh, that's nice. And then we lift up our hands to heaven. Thank you, God, I'm not like all those other evildoers out there. Oh, I'm so wonderful. Thank you for... Is that love? We are in a great season, my brothers and sisters. The 15 days of August. 2 weeks where we honor the love and action of the Mother of God, the Panagia. She loved God, but she didn't just sit back. She allowed her love for God to take complete control of her actions. And she said to God, let it be done according to your will. And as a little girl, she took on the responsibility of bearing God, bringing God into the world as a human being. If that's not active love, I don't know what is. And so the church honors her these 2 weeks asking us to fast, asking us to come to church every night in prayer as an honoring of the Mother of God, to honor the dedication and the love that she expressed by putting her love into action. Becoming people of action, my brothers and sisters, is not a simple task. The first thing we have to do is we have to acknowledge that we may have been a little lazy in our journey. Now, in other things of life, we don't tolerate laziness. We don't tolerate laziness when it comes to work schedules. We don't tolerate laziness when it comes to education and going to school and doing your homework, going to college. We don't tolerate laziness when it comes to the chores of making sure the home is taken care of. And yet, I'm afraid we tolerate laziness when it comes to our relationship with God. We've become passive Christians. We believe in God. We acknowledge Him as the master of the universe. We do. But we've become a little lazy. We haven't allowed that faith to take action in our lives. In this morning's gospel, a man was healed because he had friends who took action. He had friends that said, "Our friend here needs the healing from God." And they brought him. And it says here, when Jesus saw their faith. Who have we helped? Who have we reached out to and brought them to Jesus Christ for healing? That's an active love. Some of us have been healed by God, yeah? Some physically, some spiritually. And then God says to the man, he says, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." He challenges him, even though he's been made healed, to immediately go and bear witness to the power of God. He says, "Now, go to your house," because he knew at his house, the family was going to be, "What in the world is this? How all of a sudden are you healed?" And he would be able to confess the power of God and say to his family and his neighbors, "You want some of this wonderful blessing? Come with me. I'll introduce you to him. I've met him." He didn't allow the paralytic to just sit back and be healed. He said, "Now go." The same call is to us, my brothers and sisters. We have been so incredibly blessed in our lives. If you don't think you've been blessed, it's possible that you are like the paralytic who needs healing. And so you're here, and God can heal that. Wonderful. Praise God. And then we're going to be called to go with that information. My brothers and sisters, become Christians of action. Go out from this church not afraid to talk about God. Not afraid to invite people to introduce themselves to Jesus Christ, who is physically present in our church today. You see, that is something that is very special about our reality. In our church is the real physical presence of God. God has guaranteed ever since the Old Testament times that if we need Him and we seek to encounter Him, to come to the church, and He will be here. He is here, my brothers and sisters. Just as in this gospel lesson. He is waiting for us to bring our friends to Him. Are we ready for that? Are we ready to open up our own hearts and let God's love become action in our lives? When we can allow that to flow freely, listen to the response that the people gave. They had just seen the man get up and he went to his house. And it says here, now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God who had given such power to men. When people witness our active love and they witness our willingness to reach out to bring others into a healing relationship with Jesus Christ, they see the power of God. And they glorify God. It says here, the multitudes, crowds and crowds of them saw this man. And they didn't say, what is this? They knew the power of God. And they glorified God. That's our call today. That's how we can honor the Panagia these 2 weeks. By putting our lives into action. And giving glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of the Transfiguration of Our Savior Greek Orthodox Church in Florence, South Carolina. Worship services are held in the church each week. Please visit our website at goflorence.org for more information.